Now that the U.S. Supreme Court has ruled on the federal health law, we'll be hearing a lot more about one of its key aspects, Medicaid. The court ruling gave states the option whether or not to expand the program, and Kansas Governor Sam Brownback doesn't want to implement any of the law, including an expansion. In Missouri, Governor Jay Nixon has said he's still reviewing the matter to determine what's best for Missouri.
It deserves thorough discussion. It's a serious issue.
An expansion's not the only issue. There are also other Medicaid provisions state and federal policymakers are still fleshing out. But before we delve much more into all of this, we at Casey Currents want to know, what exactly is Medicaid anyways? And who's covered by it? We're going to talk to KCUR's health reporter, Alana Gordon. Hey, Alana, welcome to Casey Currents.
Hey, thanks for having me. So part of the answer to your question about what exactly Medicaid is and what it covers depends on what state you live in. But basically, Medicaid is this huge public insurance program. It formed in 1965, same time that Congress created Medicare, the program for seniors age 65 and older. So Medicaid covers about 60 million people, low-income parents, children, seniors, and people with disabilities. And that's according to the health research group, the Kaiser Family Foundation. States are in charge of the program, but it's run in this sort of partnership with the federal government. So I recently spoke with Brian Barker. He's with the Missouri Foundation for Health. He does a lot of research on Missouri's Medicaid program, and he puts it this way.
So there are federal minimums for some of the eligibility categories, but states can go above those minimums if they choose to. So certain categories, Missouri's higher than other states, and certain categories, Missouri's lower or at the federal minimum. But there is some state flexibility built into the Medicaid program.
So states run the Medicaid program, but if they don't follow certain baseline coverage and eligibility requirements, they lose federal funding. So the federal government does pay a large part of this program, and losing that funding is significant because of that, what's often referred to as this match for the services that are provided. So certain services have to be covered in order to keep that funding in order to run the program, things like emergency care, prenatal care. And then there are these optional benefits, things like dental, prescription drug coverage, which most states cover anyway, home and community-based services.
So what does all this look like in Missouri and Kansas?
Well, in Kansas, about 1 in 10 people, or 300,000 people, have Medicaid. And in Missouri, about 1 in 7 people has Medicaid, and that's nearly a million residents. But the eligibility depends on whether someone's a kid or a parent, and that can vary based on in each state. There's different eligibilities for those things. In order for parents to be eligible in Missouri, they must be at 18% of the federal poverty level. So what does that mean? So a single mom with 2 kids making less than $3,500 a year makes her eligible for Medicaid. Parents' incomes in Missouri actually used to be higher, but the state scaled that back a lot in 2005. Ryan Barker, again with the Missouri Foundation for Health, told me that for kids, eligibility is a different story.
Missouri is one of the top 5 most generous states when it comes to children's eligibility. So between our Medicaid program and what is called our CHIP program, which is our children's health insurance program, and in Missouri, we have a combined program, and that eligibility for kids goes all the way up to 300% of poverty.
Kids are covered at a higher level than parents. In Missouri, more than a third of kids in the state have Medicaid coverage. In Kansas, eligibility for parents is a bit higher than in Missouri, but it's actually lower for kids. For example, for a family of 3, that household income cutoff to be eligible is about $11,000 less than in Missouri. You do see these fluctuations and differences depending on what side of the state line you live in. But at the same time, there are certain base level services that Medicaid, as this large public insurance program, does cover.
So we're hearing a lot about parents and kids, but what about just adults without kids?
Well, that's a really good question because a lot of the focus of these debates around Medicaid and around this expansion has to do with adults, and specifically adults who don't have kids. Childless adults is how kind of the common referred to phrase for it. And currently these adults in most states, and that includes Kansas and Missouri, are not eligible for Medicaid. Doesn't matter based on your income. Now, if you have a disability, that's a different situation. But based on income alone, no matter what, childless adults aren't eligible for Medicaid. This optional expansion would change that. Now, pregnant women are covered. They're actually at a higher eligibility level than that expansion. So about 1/2 of births in Missouri are covered by Medicaid, which I think is pretty interesting.
Where exactly do seniors and people with disabilities fit into all of this?
Within Medicaid, parents and kids make up the majority of the population that Medicaid programs cover in Missouri and Kansas. But For example, in Kansas, seniors and people with disabilities make up just a third of the program, but they account for more than three-fourths of the program's costs. And when you think about it, that kind of makes sense, because when you have higher health needs as a senior or someone with disabilities, you're going to have greater health needs. I spoke with Scott Bruner, who is with the Kansas Health Institute. He used to be heavily involved in the state's Medicaid program. He pointed out another reason for this. Medicaid, and this is the case across states, is the main coverage option for long-term care services and nursing home stays. So Medicare, which is that program for seniors 65 and older, kind of as long as you've worked 10 years or so, you're eligible for Medicare. Medicare does not cover long-term care.
Medicaid is the only public payer for those kinds of services. So as people age and they run through their resources, what they've saved over time, they start out as being cash payers for nursing facility care. As their resources dwindle, they spend themselves into poverty and become eligible for Medicaid. Then Medicaid starts paying for their long-term care stays.
So in Missouri, Medicaid covers more than half of all nursing home care in the state. So it's kind of within this development of these different coverage options. Most private insurance plans don't cover that sort of thing as well.
Well, Lana, I think I'm understanding it more, and thank you so much for breaking it down for us. We're going to be continuing to talk about it over the next couple weeks.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, the issues around Medicaid from a state perspective in terms of how Kansas and Missouri are dealing with the cost of it, the care aspects, so many things are going on with this right now. We're only going to be hearing more about it with the national discussions around the Affordable Care Act and the health law and the future of that, but also just within how states are dealing with these large health coverage systems in and of themselves in the state.
Alana, thanks so much for joining us on KC Currents.
You're welcome.